Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Things got really heated at a Bureau Council meeting Tuesday night in Collingdale, Delaware County. The Delco FOP and some residents are fighting the potential hiring of a new police chief who's under investigation. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
The vote to move forward with Raheem Blandon as Collingdale's next police chief was put on hold when chaos broke out at last night's council meeting. There was shouting and arguing. The council president stopped members of the Delaware County FOP during the public comment period because they didn't sign up and were not borough residents. The FOP says Blandon is under investigation for allegedly tipping off an attempted homicide suspect minutes before a raid earlier this year. Blandon is a corporal detective in major crimes in Chester, where he's been serving for 15-plus years. He faced resistance last night. At one point, someone got in his face. He says he's up for the job but wouldn't go into the specific allegations.
Can't comment about anything in reference to the ongoing internal investigation with the job. Okay, and I don't know anything about a criminal investigation.
The DA's office confirms an investigation is happening. Delco FOP President Chris Iserman says Blandon should be disqualified.
A normal police applicant, if he was under a criminal investigation, would not get the job.
Council set to meet again on October 1st. Iserman says the union will be ready to come back with even more members. In Collingdale, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This evening, there will be a viewing for Philadelphia police officer Jamie Roman. He was shot in the neck during a traffic stop in Kensington in June and died last week. The viewing will be held from 5:30 to 8:30 at Givenish Funeral Home on Academy Road in the Northeast. There will be another viewing at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul Thursday morning from 8 to 11 before his funeral. Meanwhile, the next time you walk through the giant heart at the Franklin Institute, you'll be able to hear your own heartbeat. It's part of a $20 million upgrade to two of the museum's exhibits. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The larger-than-life heart model is being resuscitated and will be featured in a new $8.5 million Body Odyssey exhibit. Larry Dubinsky is the president and CEO at the Franklin Institute.
The giant heart, originally built in 1954, really was the largest, most immersive exhibition on the human body anywhere in the world at the time.
You'll still be able to walk through it, and it features new technology that can pick up visitors' heartbeats and can sync the sound to speakers and to lighting. The exhibit is expected to be ready toward the end of November. A new $12 million exhibit called the Hamilton Collections Gallery is slated to open at the same time. It's a two-story space where the floor was cut away to expose a steel and concrete structure that has been in place since the early 1930s to support the 350-ton Baldwin 60,000 locomotive situated above. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Free Library has named the city's 12th Youth Poet Laureate. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports she's a junior at SLA Bieber who draws on her own Filipino-American roots for inspiration.
I look down towards the forgiving earth.
Malaya Ulan turned to poetry to cope when she felt bullied by other students at her elementary school. She says she fell in love with the form.
Sometimes I write about trying to connect back to my motherland. Sometimes I write about the gun violence in Philadelphia. Poetry for me is really more of a portal for activism. So whatever topic I feel like needs to be spoken on, I write about that in that moment. When she realizes that it's okay to cry, to grieve her losses, to paint her tears, no matter how ugly a color, it's okay.
The city's adult poet laureate, Kai Davis, says the selection committee was impressed by more than Ulan's work.
They picked a person who is fiercely dedicated to justice, but is also tender, empathetic, and compassionate.
Ulan also dances and has won a youth film award. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.